everyone, it's Gab Apple. I'm over my cold, so I'm going to go ahead and do a voice post again, answering some questions that you have all submitted to me. So, the first thing we're going to do is, I'm going to read you the first page to one of my favorite books. And the book that I'm going to read from is The Professor on Pause by Anthony Berkeley Cox, published in 1927. The first chapter is called Mostly Biological. Professor Ridgely, the world-famous biologist, thumped the arm of his chair with a vehement fist, and his slightly prominent blue eyes gleamed through their spectacles with the light of battle. He was a spare, fierce little old man, and, just at the moment, a decidedly angry little old man, too. "I tell you, in science, nothing is impossible," he very nearly shouted. "Good heavens, you of all people, Dulverton, ought to know that well enough." Professor Dulverton pulled deprecatingly at his straggling gray mustache. He was so much better at this sort of thing with pen and paper. Words did not come easily to him, and fond though he was of argument, and even of polemics, he liked conducting his end from the seclusion of his own writing table, with plenty of time to think out the most telling retorts and the most biting of sarcasms. Ridgely on paper he could deal with quite satisfactorily. Ridgely in the flesh was a trifle overwhelming, and he would shout. "There must be a limit to all things, even in science," he said mildly. "Nature recognizes the limit. In fact, she imposes it. Nature—" "Blast nature!" interrupted Professor Ridgely peremptorily. "What's the good of quoting nature to me? It's nature herself that I'm out to combat." Which concludes the first page of the book. All right, the second, I'm supposed to read the little blurb on the back of my shampoo bottle. So let's see here. "This sulfate-free shampoo, formulated with botanical extracts, vitamin B3, and lemongrass, cleanses and helps provide body and weightless moisture. Condition of hair is optimized for better styling. Directions: lather, rinse, and repeat if necessary. Use in combination with volumizing conditioner for better results." Wow, that's amazing. All right, the next thing I'm going to do is a tongue twister. "Many mumbling mice are making merry music in the moonlight." Which isn't really that hard to say, especially since we use that for music warm-ups with Limerick. But, you know, whatever. Okay, and then I'm supposed to say something in a different language. Shinjutsu wa itsumo hitotsu. How's that for totally nerdy, right? Okay. I'm going to now summarize the last film that I saw, which was the Lego Movie! But I don't want to give that many spoilers, so I'm going to say that it's a bit like Tron and the Matrix put together with some Toy Story and Kung Fu Panda, only with Legos. And it's just pretty much amazing. I really enjoyed it all the way through. In fact, I will admit to even crying toward the end. There was a really sweet moment in it, and it was really pretty, really fun the whole time, the whole way through. And if you played with Legos like I did with my little brother when we were little kids, it'll really speak to you on a nostalgic level. I mean, you'll see a lot of your old favorite sets, and they make jokes and references to things like the Lego Club, which my brother was a member of, and you know, it's really great. But then the themes that they have, speaking from a literary standpoint, are really important, and I think they were spot on with everything that they said. So, definitely go see it. Totally worth a watch. And I want them to make a lot of money, because some people are giving it a lot of flack because it's a commercial movie, you know, product placement, that kind of thing. Yes, they are trying to sell a product, Legos, but, you know, I don't mind watching commercials as long as they're well done, and the writing in this is fantastic. And, you know, as long as it's worth the investment, I don't care if you want me to go buy Legos. I will. I'll go out and support it. That's great. In fact, we went right after we saw the movie and did buy Legos. So good job, Legos! Woohoo! Okay, next up, I'm supposed to let you hear my ringtone and text message sound, but they're not any fun. Hopefully that's okay. Okay, so this is my ringtone. Yeah, it's pretty fun. It has a try to stop this. And then here is my text message notification noise. I know, it's so exciting. But you know, I have my phone on vibrate or silent probably 99.9% of the time anyway, so I only hear those noises when I have them set as alarms. So that doesn't really, you know, do anything for anybody. Okay, next I'm supposed to tell a joke. And this is one I found on the internet that'll, like, make you roll your eyes, which is good. So, what only gets wetter the more it dries? The answer is a towel. And I'm giving you a moment there to think about that. Yeah, it's great. Okay, and then what did I have to eat today? Today I ate some pizza and a brownie. And that's it, actually, now that I think about it. Guess I didn't eat much today, but that's okay. Whatever. All right, and I'm splitting this up into two so that it doesn't get too long. So this now ends part one. Tune in soon for part two.